Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Full Tilt Boozy Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
Returns, it's triumphant return right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. What the hell with this echo? Come on, guys. Already,
I hear the echo now.
Who the hell is this?
I think we have it under control now. Hey, guys, so we got a great show tonight. It's great of you to join us, whoever's out there. I mean, we're all over the world right now. It's up to people to click on it if they want. It's a bunch of madness is what it is, guys. So let's get started right now by introducing the new cast. If you know the show, you know that I call the cast the unusual suspects because we are all unusual in our own ways here. So we are the unusual suspects. And I am Chuck Amont, so let's get started with the first one, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We have Mr. A.P. AC, I've always had on my previous shows, and for anybody out there listening who's listened before, I've always had a watchdog on the show. And AC, it would be my honor if, you could be my watchdog on the show. Are you down for that, AC?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah. I like the sound of that. Absolutely. He said, hey, AC, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. We got a different group of people from different backgrounds and whatnot. Tell us just a little bit about yourself. You don't have to reveal anything that you don't want to know, all right? Or you want people to know, because, it's a bunch of madness out there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm young, short, kind of funny sometimes.
You're
nuts. Nuts.
But you're not dumb, are you, in any way? We couldn't say the old adage, you're young, dumb, and full of, we couldn't do that, could we?
Every now and then.
Well, AC, welcome to the Full Tilt Boogie, man. It's a great pleasure. It's an honor, actually, to have you here. It's my privilege, even, to have you
thank
on the
you.
Show.
Thank
you from the bottom of my heart for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, also welcome to the show, Miss the Puerto Rican Princess. Who, of course, I'm going to go ahead and just let the cat out of the bag. She is from Puerto Rico, I imagine. Princess?
Correct. That is correct. I'm from the Caribbean Islands.
Nice. And tell us a little bit about it. I mean, I tried to get you to bring me some sand. Or no, I was like, I wanted you to bring me some sand. And you're like, I can't bring sand. Why not? Why can't you bring me a little piece of sand? And who's going to stop you?
Hey, we may have to work on that for the next trip.
that's what I'm talking about. I just want a little bit, there's crevices out there, Everybody's got a crevice here and there, and maybe you could manage to smuggle some. The Puerto Rican princess. Listen, it's an honor, it's a privilege to have you here on the show tonight. I think everyone here, I think Coach is already smitten by you. Coach.
it's a pleasure
Coach
to be
is,
here.
Another guy who is joining us tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, and now this guy is new to even me. He's not just new to the World Generation Podcast Network. He's even a little bit new to me, but, man, I hit it off with this guy so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the about it, man. Tell us about it, Coach. Hello, Coach? Are you with us, Coach? Maybe he went to go about a little pee break, maybe. I don't know. Coach? Shit, I think the coach fell off, man. Oh, my goodness. Let me try to call the coach. In the meantime, let's see here. I got to get the coach's number, man. We done fucked up here somehow. Who is the coach? The coach is coming up. Yeah, for those of us on the chat room. Now, we don't have a chat room just yet, but we do have the coach here. And I'm going to dial him up here, see if we can bring him back on the line with us. Let me see here. Coach, I got it right here. Speed download us. All right. So in the meantime, yeah, thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Let's get Coach still around. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hey, Coach, is that you, Coach?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get out of the bathroom.
All right.
Wonderful. Yeah, you made it.
All right.
Man, hey, but I tell you what, man. Tell us of your whereabouts. Where have you been all day?
I've been watching the Masters all day.
All
the
day.
Nice thing about being retired.
Yes. With a cold one in your hand, I imagine.
No, well, not right this second, but I got one sitting outside.
Nice. Well, hey, Coach, welcome to the show. It's
great
to have you here. I love the fact that you were just so down, man. When I asked you, you did not hesitate at all. You were all about it, and I tell you what, it took a few weeks. It's been a few weeks, but here we are. And thank you so much for being here, brother. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Right on. So let's move along for some, let's do a little bit of tidbit news just so we can, maybe freestyle a little bit before we get down to
Hang on. I'm in the bar and somebody turned on the jukebox. Let me get outside. Got Astros on out there, but I'm moving.
Right on.
Anyway,
right on.
What are y'all up to?
We are talking madness on the Full Tilt Boogie Show tonight. And you missed the introductions, man. I had an introduction for the Puerto Rican Princess and AC.
I can barely hear you.
You can barely hear me.
Yeah.
Guys, right. Can you guys hear me?
Anybody get turned up your side? All right. Got myself a spot.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. So we do have, let's get started with a little bit of tidbit news. And today in history.
Do what?
Today in history, in 1865, just after the end of the American Civil War,
man,
U.S. President Abraham Lincoln was shot by
What about Abraham Lincoln?
He was shot today.
Yeah.
In 1865.
This was the day? Okay.
Yeah, today was the day. He was attending a production of at Ford Theater in Washington, D.C., and he died the next morning.
Right.
This is a
Then they caught
man.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yep, exactly. This is a great man. This is a man who I actually have a painting in my living room of his. His top. Yeah, the top. His head.
Right.
It's a very nice painting. Had a little scratch on it, and so I got a nice discount on it. But, it's a good painting. Great American, this guy. He freed the slaves.
Great American. One of the greatest.
Yeah. Freed the slaves, and he'll always be known for that. And no one can take away that thing.
Nope.
What do you know about Abraham Lincoln, AC? Do you know anything about Abraham Lincoln? Do you even care about Abraham? And what bill is he on? You know?
What? Oh, that's talking to me.
What bill is he on?
We know that one.
You know, like a dollar bill. Is he on a
I know
coin?
That.
Is he? Yeah. He's on the 20, isn't he? No.
Five. He's in the five.
He's on the five.
Yeah, he's on
the
five.
Right on, Puerto Rican Princess. He's on the five. Puerto Rican Princess,
yeah.
What do you know about Abraham Lincoln? Anything different than what we talked about?
No, pretty much. You figure what he was born today, because today's the 12th, right? Yeah.
Now, today was,
and he died on the
15th. And then he died the next day.
Yeah, he was shot on the 15th.
I don't know
anything.
I can't tell you about Abraham Lincoln or what I said. But I do know that he was a great American. Coach, as a historian of the show, he lived longer than all of us. You're a little bit older than I am. What do you know about Abraham Lincoln? You know anything else besides what we talked about here tonight?
Who's I can't hear you, Bob. I can't hear
that,
you.
We'll just move on.
Seems,
the only thing that I can add about Abraham Lincoln is that he's always in someone's pocket, man, because he is on the penny.
On the penny for sure. He's on the $5 bill.
And if you pick a penny up, it is said that you will have good luck.
Must be good luck.
It has to be face up. It can't be. It can't be tails. It has to be face.
There you go. That's all you can see.
So when was he born? Wait, 1809?
I don't have any idea when he was born.
Well,
I'm not. Don't have that number.
No, he
was born. I think it was 1809.
Yeah, 1809. February 12th, 1809.
Very good.
Okay, moving on, we've got the Bears are out. You know, we like talking about Bears here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're out already. They dug their way out. They're out of hibernation. And the Floridians can now stand their ground and kill threatening Bears under a bill going to Mr. Ron DeSantis, the governor. How do you guys feel about killing bears? A bear
killing
coming after
bears.
You. Fucking, you know,
killing
bears.
Bears.
They come out. They come after you. They'll come after you.
Oh, yeah.
Bears will come, they'll come in your house. Every year, I do stories on bears.
You can scare them away.
They'll go into a store. Do we have to kill them? Oh.
What now? I can't hear you, Chuck.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's my phone or something.
Well, Puerto Rican Princess, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I hear a little bit of echo.
Yep. I'm just not hearing anything. It's all kind of mixing together.
Yeah. I don't have echo, but I do hear echo. Yeah, I do. Like, it's coming from somewhere. Somebody's got a TV on in the background or something.
Might be me. I'm trying to hide out from it. The Astros are on way in the background, but they're there. I'm getting beat again. That's better.
Is that better right there? Who is that? AC, is that you?
Negative.
Hello. Puerto Rican Princess, is this you?
I'm here.
You're there. I'm trying to figure out who's who on this board. Hey, because all I have is phone numbers, man, and I don't know anybody's number, and I'm pretty sure you guys don't either, so come on now.
No, we don't. That's why we have smartphones.
Yeah,
that's the bad thing.
We're in a
nowadays.
Different era, man. Nobody knows nobody's freaking numbers anymore.
We
that's,
really
I
do.
My, I know my number.
That's the only one I pretty much know.
Same here, man. I mean, I grew
my
up
phone
in
number
an
every
era.
Year.
You guys are blessed. I grew up in an era where, we had freaking roadmaps. And if you didn't have a freaking roadmap, and you're out there in the middle of nowhere, guess what?
You're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked. I mean, plain and simple. And it's a lot different. I mean, it's a lot different now. This whole
Absolutely.
Thing where everything is right at your fingertips. It can get a little scary, too. And what I mean is, Because this device that we have right at our fingertips, it can give us everything we want, all the information that we want, boom, right there in a matter of seconds.
Seconds.
A few seconds that you look it up, yeah. And
yeah.
This thing freaking hears everything you say. It probably even watches you. It definitely puts advertisements geared towards conversation even. So, yeah, we've come a long way. Where do we go from here? Some would
I think
say
it's
this
flying
is the
saucers
best
after
era
this.
Ever. They say it's the best era ever because you can get anything you want of the drop of the sky, literally. I need a six-pack. Get the freaking app. Favor. Boom. Six-pack brought to the house. Just like that. But then it also brings about, you know, different things. Coming to your house, knowing where you're at, that, you know, maybe you don't want them to know. Maybe they're not safe. Who are these people? You just never know. So there's always a risk, though, with everything you do. There's going to be a risk. So what do you guys think about what I just said there, AC? Drop it on me, man. What's the deal?
I agree with you. I do. I mean, phones are good and they're bad. Like Puerto Rican said, we can't even memorize people's phone numbers anymore. Tragedy, man. What if your phone dies?
That would be the bad. Yeah. That is true. It's true. Coach, are you with us? Maybe you can hear us now. Coach?
I think the coach may have perished, man.
Oh, no.
Not again.
Hey, man,
oh,
you
no.
talked about bears, and I think a bear got a hold of him.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
That's why he sounded concerned when you said, yeah, man, they get in people's homes. He's like, oh, what? Huh? What?
Homes, probably bars,
oh, yeah,
too. He did say he was at a bar.
Oh, my goodness. It's called Ross.
No, they got him. They got
the
him.
Bear at the bar.
Oh, those are cougars.
The bear made
those cougars.
Went to the bar and got a hold of the coach. Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. What do you guys think, man? Should I give him a call, or did I give him the number, I wonder?
I don't think that he was on the line when you did, man, but you know what sounds like a good idea right now?
No!
Talk to me.
Mamacitas.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, man, I got Mamacitas in my hand right now. I'm drinking a freaking hazy IPA.
Jesus.
This will make Mamacita go home with me.
Man, I'm saying the same thing. We missed it on Friday, but
on
hey, I got my margarita.
I think I'm going to go to Mamacita's, man.
It's not the same. Different location.
Hey,
nah, man.
Hey,
I'm going to go down
Highway
6.
Watch out for them bears, man. They're out there. Watch out for them bears, AC. They're out there.
I believe
it. They got to hold a coach. They got to hold a coach at the bar.
They probably
hey,
did.
Moving along, guys.
Chucky might be next.
I could be. You never know, man. So,
no one's safe.
Recently we had a bear that got put down to protect human safety. They're out there. Oh, they're out there. But they get there too, man. They get there too, man. They get caught doing some dirty deeds and shit. And you know, they'll put them down. So, yeah, that's another headline there that I don't know about the bears. But I think we're going to move along. I'm wondering if the coach is all right, though. He might have got mauled.
Hey, we may have to go ahead and look and set that search warrant for him, make sure he's okay.
Let's try to call him back. Let's see here. Oh, conveniently, his number's right there. Let's see if he made it. Maybe the bear let him make it, huh?
Hello?
Coach.
Yeah.
The bear let you make it.
I can't hear you. I barely hear you now.
Goodness.
Let's try again another day.
We
get a better connection. All right.
All right. So
call me for the day.
We'll try again next week. Hello? Is that what he said? We'll try again another time?
Yeah, I think that's what I heard, man.
Yeah, I kind of miss it, but yeah, I'll take it. I'll take that under advisement, AC. Moving right along, Prince Albert. I mean, no, I'm sorry. Puerto Rican princess is like, man, what are we doing? Coaches, who's going to be here to protect me?
Right.
Who's going to be here to protect me? Well, let's move along, guys. P. Diddy is in a world of shit right now. We're going around the campfire, has it, that he is MIA? PRP?
He is.
What can you tell us about?
He has a few counts against him. I mean, he's MIA. His ex-producer was the one that's suing him.
Oh, wow. And then?
I guess crazy Diddy parties at his house, mansion, hidden cameras, a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, so everything's coming to light. Who's hidden behind all this? Because do we hear about this in the radio? Do we hear about this in the news?
We don't. We don't hear about any of that stuff. And I'm like, why? Who are they protecting? Or what's going on here? Because we don't hear about this shit. And it's like, I mean, the allegations against him or accusations, whatever you want to call them, from what I understand, we're talking like sex trafficking?
A whole bunch of stuff.
What a bastard.
Are there any charges on him yet? Do we know?
Are there any charges on David?
Let's see here. He is now facing multiple civil lawsuits accusing him of sex trafficking, sex abuse, and rape. Ooh. I mean, no wonder that's real good. Oh, my God. I'm wondering, at this point, I'm wondering if he's going to freaking rocket his ass out of the freaking planet. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Chuck, you know what they say, though, man. It's not about what you know. It's about what you can prove in court. So.
You know what, man? That's true.
But,
and,
I mean, let someone get a hold of those video camera footages, and we'll see what the court could say.
That's true.
It's all true. So recently, there's a country singer named Jelly Roll, and recently he was talking about how he refused. He didn't want to meet Diddy. At first, he was like, they were like, "Hey, you want to go meet P. Diddy?" And he was like, "Yeah, okay." And so then he waited a little bit, or whatever. And then they came and got him, right? He was apparently he was like at the Jimmy Kimmel show or something like that. And they came and got him, you know, to take him to, you know, the P. Diddy area. Apparently they were doing the show on the same night. And so they came and got him. And on his way over there, he decided, man, that's just not a picture that I want. I don't want a picture of me with Diddy. And so then all of a sudden he changed his mind and said, fuck it, I'm not doing it. Puerto Rican princess, is that a good move on behalf of Jelly Roll?
I mean, everybody has their own personal opinion. If he might have changed his mind, but I mean, we all have to respect each other. So if we say no, it's no.
Hey, see, Jelly Roll. Is that something that you would have with your morning coffee? A jelly roll?
A jelly roll. Absolutely.
Are you even aware that there's a country star named Jelly Roll?
Negative, sir.
It's okay if you're not. Yeah, exactly. It's okay if you're not. I just discovered him about a year ago myself, so I mean, it's okay.
The Jelly Roll rapper, and, that was...
Yeah, he, a country rapper, no less.
Huh.
Because that's a thing now. It's country hip-hop. Country
yeah,
hop.
Country rap.
Or cunt hop. We'll call it cunt hop. Instead of country hop, we'll call it cunt. For short, you know. But, yeah, that's what it is. It's a Jelly Roll, and I guess that's what he does. But, anyway, he decided he did not want to take that picture with Diddy, and so he changed his mind. But, yeah, man, those are some serious allegations against P. Diddy, who used to be known as, before you guys were born, this guy was known as Puff Daddy.
Years and years ago.
Puff Daddy. And he was also married to J-Lo.
He was.
Jay freaking Lowe. By the way, I saw her at a concert a couple years ago. And I swear to you, I promise you, this woman let off such energy. You could feel her freaking energy inside the arena. It was crazy. I've never felt energy like that.
Didn't she recently have a tour or something like that?
I think she had. Oh, she was gonna come here to the Toyota Center, but the tour got canceled. As far as they're canceling tours right now, even Benito, Bad Bunny, recently canceled a show in what was it, Montana or something? Well, first of all, what the hell is he doing playing in Montana? I mean, does he really have fans in Montana? I mean, what is there in Montana? Does anyone here know a name of a city in Montana besides Billings?
I don't know much about Montana.
Billings, Wyoming? Who the fuck knows?
A city in Montana?
I mean, you got Hannah Montana. That's the only Montana I know.
Well, they have Livingston there, man.
No, it was in Minneapolis where he canceled.
Minneapolis, there you go.
Yep, that's where he canceled, now. March 21st.
Oh, thank you there, PRP.
But, I mean, his price tickets are outrageous. Like, there's no reason why his tickets should be that expensive.
That's ridiculous, man. It's
hey, you're not a real
ridiculous
fan if you can't pay the price.
He did say
oh,
that,
goodness.
Though.
Exactly.
Only the real fans will pay that price.
Oh, my God. Which goes to prove, with that mentality and that rationale, it just goes to prove that, you know, he jumped the shark. Have you guys ever heard of the term jump the shark?
Just the shark?
Jump. The shark.
Jump the shark? Jump shark?
No, jump the shark.
Jump the shark.
And you know what? Oddly enough, we were gonna do some slang tonight. Right, we're just going through this shit really fast. Because this was slang, I guess I was gonna say a few years ago. Get the fuck out of here. Like fucking decades ago. Jump the shark, right? And I'll tell you where it came from. It was coined by someone, I don't know who was watching Happy Days. And on Happy Days, Fonzie ended up, they got so, at the end of the, towards the end of the series, you know, they didn't know what the fuck to do. They had Fonzie out there on the fucking beach and he was jumping a fucking shark. That's how desperate they became. So when you jump the shark, it means like you become desperate. So backing up, where was I at when I brought up jump the shark? Did Bad Bunny jump the shark with these outrageous gas prices?
Gas prices keep going up. That's all I see. It's just them going up and up and up.
outrageous gas prices. Get the fuck out of here. I just filled up last night. I was like, damn, that much for this little thing?
Man, and it goes by so fast.
It does, man. It's a freaking tank. That's why I want my truck back, man. I got to get my truck back. That motherfucker's got a big-ass tank that I can go on it for weeks.
You guys still pump gas?
Oh, hell.
Oh, we're talking to the EV.
Oh, hell. AC.
The ACA. EV.
The only EV driver. Yeah, the only EV driver in the history of the whole World Generation podcast. AC.
You can't lie, man. After a few margaritas and a few pulls in the EV, fuck. Feels like you're floating.
It'll drive you home.
There you go.
It'll Uber your ass back home. Save, man.
Save gas, save money on Uber, save everything.
Hey, guys, I have a question. Is it really considered a DUI if you weren't the one driving?
I mean, it just depends, because that is true. I mean, mind you, now Tesla has come up with this whole thing, with this whole full safe driving system that, I mean, what if you get into an accident and it's under the full self-driving? So did you cause the accident, or did the car cause the accident?
or was the car under the influence too?
I mean, it can't take liquid, so it doesn't take gas. So I don't think the car would be drunk unless you're putting gas in the washer reservoir tank. I don't know.
If I'm under the motherfucking influence, then so is the goddamn car.
I mean, poor car. Sorry, you're going to jail too.
Oh, man,
this
I'm taking
Elon
Musk
stuck with me. This is the show, guys. This is the show. Sitting here riffing, we get a few subjects going. It's okay if we veer off. It's okay, because that's what we do. That's what we do. We veer off. We go off from topic to topic, and we come back around, and we circle the wagons again, and we just have a good time, all while we're under the influence, of course.
Absolutely.
We sure are, I guess.
Yes. Moving along, or shall we get back to Benito? You know, those tickets here, I'm telling you, man, I got them for $40 to take my family to Alejandro Fernandez. Those same tickets for Bad Bunny are like $480.
I mean, the only way you're going to get in is just buying them the same day, like probably the same hour it's about to start, but you have to be there. Can you imagine something like that? That's the only way you'll be able to afford his ticket.
I mean, and even then, what if they don't budge?
Then I guess you ain't getting in.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you're
not a real
fan, bro.
Because I've been to lots of concerts. I mean, hell, I was even at a baseball game over the weekend. And, you know, the famous Justin Verlander was pitching. And it was a minor league baseball game, no less. Of course, he's rehabbing and he's, you know, making his way back to the Astros, which, you know, they're pitiful right now. There's no other way of putting it. Astros are pitiful. They're like 10-4 or something, or 4-10, something crazy. It's awful. It's freaking awful. But that's another story for another day, maybe even for another show. But I digress. Moving along. What the hell was I talking about? Freaking Astros got me all fucked up about it.
He's all worked out about H-Town.
They got me all fucked up about it, man. They're on right now, and I refuse to watch.
I go back to Houston. We got a problem.
Oh, hell.
Chuck.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do have a problem. I don't even know where I was at or what I was talking about, guys. Story of the boogie. That's what we do here on the boogie.
Boring.
Oh, hell. We got Homer talking that we're freaking boring, guys. homework stuff.
You realize
Sam
how
Simpson's
stupid
always predicting the
you
future.
It's endless, guys. It's freaking endless, man. Hey, but if you can't laugh at yourself, who the fuck can you laugh at? How fucking sour are you? You're a fucking sourpuss at that point. No. It's even worse. You know what you are? You're a fucking buddy duddy.
Absolutely.
A buddy duddy.
Yep.
If you can't laugh at yourself, you're a fucking buddy duddy. We all
hey,
laugh
I
at
mean, they say if you
time.
Can't do it, then you can't take somebody else.
God damn right.
You will be your worst critic.
Love it. Like Eminem did.
Oh, you know what? Getting back to Eminem, getting back to P. Diddy, even Eminem, I was talking some shit. Or actually, here's the deal. Here's the headline. Diddy's reply to Eminem's prior claim he killed Tupac resurfaces amid investigation. So in a song, Eminem was blasting Diddy, P. Diddy,
right.
Puff Daddy, whatever the hell, saying that he killed Eminem, Tupac. Which I believe, I have always said this, I believe P. Diddy was behind, or Puff Daddy was behind the killing of Tupac Shakur. I have said that since way back in 1938 when it happened. Because, yes, I was around it. But I digress. But, yeah, man, to me, I always believed he did it, or he was behind it. And so Eminem
could be behind it. I mean, can you imagine where Diddy would be at now if Tupac would still be alive?
Yep. He'd be a fucking chump.
I mean, Diddy who?
He's already a chump. Look at where he's at right now, though. He's hiding. We don't even know where the fuck he's at.
He'd be even less than a fucking chump.
Damn.
Would you be a slump?
Slum Diddy.
Slum Diddy. I love it. Slum freaking
Diddy,
baby. Oh shit! Hey guys, I tell you what, it's a good time. Why don't we fucking work on taking a little break? We'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and we'll see where the hell we go from here. I think I'm gonna queue up a break. Yeah, I'm gonna queue up a break, and then we'll come back on the other side of the break. We got a long way to go, guys, and a short time to get there. And I'm wondering if you guys even know where that term comes from. But I digress. So we will be right back after these words on the Full Tilt Boogie Show.
I want to grab you by the pussy. Knuckle deep like a falling ball. I want to grab you by the pussy, yeah. And fight your homosexual.
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, about the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all. Toy Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Back to the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Chuck Amuck, Internet Radio's own Chuck Amuck, I say. And with me, I have tonight Puerto Rican Princess and AC. Guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Where were we? What were we talking about? Who wants to talk? Who wants to say something? Anything. Whatever the hell you want. Come on. Bring it to it. Let's do it. Let's freestyle. Let's just talk shit. Why not?
All right. Let's talk shit.
We don't spend enough time talking shit.
There's always time for that.
Absolutely.
For mierda.
I got a feeling my boy Chuck Amuck just tugged a few.
He might have chugged a few.
Absolutely. What do you think? He said he wanted a 10-minute break.
He's like, I need one every 2 minutes. Come on.
Still walk,
guys,
brother. Talk to me.
Getting back to the slang. And I busted out a little bit of slang a little while ago. What was it about jumping the shark? Fonzie.
Right.
I don't even know if you guys know who the fuck Fonzie is. And that's the beauty of this. We're generations apart, right? But yet we still get along. This is the freaking beauty of it. The Gen Zers recently, who I think are even older than you guys. Personally, I'm a Gen Xer. So Gen Zers are, these are 13 slang words that Gen Zers are using in 2024. And what do they really mean? What do they really mean? Right? So you got words like bustin', ick, and mid. These are all popular words. Now, I realize that you guys are not Gen Zers, but do you know what bustin' is? Anybody?
Bustin'? No, I'm afraid not.
No.
Yeah. I was reading this article last night, and I was like, bustin'? What the fuck is that? What is that? The only one I knew was Riz. And you know why?
Talk to us why.
You know why I knew? Yeah, because I got that Riz, man.
The word Riz?
I got that charisma, bro. That Riz.
Oh, my.
That's you got a person with Riz is confident, charming, and generally successful in romantic endeavors. Yikes. I scare myself even. Hey, so what about an ick? Does anybody know what an ick is? That,
an
by
ick?
The way, is a it's ick without the PR in front of it. With, you know, for Puerto Rico, of course. And it's ick without the D in front of it. For
so
ick? You figure that out.
So
I-C-K? Yeah, I-C-K. Does anyone know what ick is?
No, what is that?
Ick.
Ick. Like the feeling, like disgusting ick? No, that can't be
like
it.
Like a turn off, yeah. They call it
ick. Ick. Oh, I thought it was
yeah,
ick. So now it's ick, not ick?
It's ick.
Well,
oh,
well,
damn.
Personally,
so, I mean, terms
use,
have changed,
you know,
so much.
Like if I say something, you know, and it's like, you know, I say something badass, or it's like in the moment, and it comes out badass, killer, whatever the hell you want to talk about. Whatever you want to label it as, right, because I'm not down. I don't know what slang you guys use. But if I say something that's badass, and, you know, my era is badass, right, I forgot what the hell I was going to say. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Did he really lose his train of thought?
For a minute there. We were talking about the
yeah.
new generation, and I guess their slang words.
Yeah, you had me fucking
hey,
going, man.
I had you on edge, bro. I had you
it
on
is,
edge,
bro.
Man.
Well, now you got me talking about it, bro. You're gonna have to remember
hey,
what's going on.
Now that I put you on the cloud, JC, I can bring you down and let you down gently, so that you don't have a crash landing. Speaking of crash landings. And we'll probably get back to, you know, the slang words, because we're not done. There's still a hella more. Hella is another term that was from my era.
Right.
Oh,
hella.
My.
It means like hell of a lot, you know, like a bunch, like many, a plethora even.
Oh, a shit ton.
A shitload, yeah.
A hell of a lot.
And now I forgot where I was going with this, because I was going to go somewhere with it.
Chuck, where are we going, man? You said you were going to let me land soft, bro. No mama is away.
Well,
I'm coming in.
No mama. We got our first no mama.
Grab me fast.
Of the show. Hey, we got our first no mama. Our first no mama came out. Look out. Look out.
We're counting the no mama now?
No, we don't need to count them, but it was the first.
I mean, I think I've heard a few since the show started, if I'm not mistaken.
Have you?
I don't think so.
I think I have, but who knows? We'll have to go back and see.
Who's drinking? I know both of you guys are drinking. How many do you guys have in your system? Because
hey, I'm still sipping on that one margarita I got.
No, I'm three in. I'm three in, guys. And by the way, tonight's show, tonight's shit talking is being brought to you by local beer in Houston, Texas, local brewery, Carbot, Hoppadiddle Hazy IPA, and Hoppadiddle Juicy IPA. Mm. They just introduced a Juicy IPA, and man, it's badass. It's something in the water is what it says. And, nah, I really don't want to try reading the side of the can. Not now. I'm already 3 in.
The night's so young.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we still got, shit, we're not even halfway done with the slang words, guys. Rent free.
I mean, it's giving forgiveness.
Do we know what rent free is?
I'm sorry, what
someone
was that?
Lives in your mind. And you think about them all along. They're in your mind. They're living rent-free in your mind.
Rent-free. I was just going to say that. Like, I think we have a few that we live rent-free in their mind.
Us haters.
I love it because, I mean, we all live free, don't we? What's the one thing everybody loves? Free things, right?
Yep.
Free.
I need to start charging them.
I mean, if it's
free, we're
expensive.
I mean, we got maintenance to do for us to be living rent free too. You know, everything has a cost. Nothing's free. So shouldn't
yep.
we be charging
Puerto Rican
for this?
Princess,
like,
the PRP is ate this. She ate this. You ate that. You ate this. H-A-T-E. So does that mean, like, if you ate it, so you're eating it? Like, I could say you're eating it. Because ate, if a person ate something, that means they executed it. They executed something flawlessly. So Puerto Rican princess was she ate that just now. She was all about it. You ate
she
it.
Was all in that shit.
Yeah.
Hey, when you hungry, you're hungry.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about. So the example that they give is a picture of someone that I don't know named Zendaya on the carpet. And it would be correct. She's on the red carpet, and it'd be correct to say she ate. She's at some red carpet place with there's a bunch of photogs behind her, and she's in a stunning dress and whatnot. I guess she's eating, maybe you could say. She ate. Oh, busting. If you are busting, just know that you did a great job.
Oh, my goodness. Bustling. That is true.
Tell us about it,
PRP. Especially now, so I don't know what word we used to use, but now it's like whenever they're saying something like, let's say, it's giving laziness. So now it's like you're giving someone some kind of feeling because now, like, I guess that's how they word it nowadays.
B-U-S-S-I-N?
Yeah, B-U-S-S-I-N.
That's the one, man. We don't use that one no more, though, man. That's the old.
No, but kids are starting to use it nowadays.
Are they really? So
they're
just stuck. They're stuck on the past, too, then.
I mean, I don't know if you realize how we're going back in time, because I feel like history is repeating itself, because for a while there we were wearing skinny jeans and now we're going back to flare jeans and shit like that. I mean,
you're right.
I mean,
that's when I was growing
jeans?
Up and I feel like I'm getting old.
Hey, not just flare jeans. I mean, I'm starting to see people out there in straight up fucking JNCO type shit. Do you guys even remember JNCOs?
What is that? Hold on.
JNCO.
JNCOG. Or
JNCO.
JNCO.
JNCO jeans.
Hold on. I'm going to place an order, guys. Put you guys on mute.
Look that shit up. It looks like it almost looks like we're starting to head back into JNCO jeans days.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
and
exactly.
We're talking, that was 90.
I've seen a few people wearing them. I mean, they do, don't get me wrong, but that's what I'm saying, that we're going back in time, because I remember when I was wearing not JNCO or ankle jeans like that, but I was wearing the bell-bottom jeans, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. God bless the freaking leggings there.
I learned to love them. It took me a while to get there.
God, oh, I loved them from the get-go.
I mean, for a while I was wearing the boot cut jeans, you know, the boot giving with the belt, the
nothing
hat,
like,
the Houston,
nothing
in Texas.
Like a woman in leggings who can wear them. Oh, my goodness. But I digress. But I digress. But, yeah. So, Boston, we're Boston. Boston, just know that you did a great job. And if you're mid, what does it mean if you're mid?
That you're just halfway, isn't it?
Well, you know, that could be. Nevertheless, halfway, you know, it probably is because it falls short of expectations. Oh, it was mid. It was mid.
I mean, like halfway there.
Like his performance has worked. His performance at work is mid.
Mid.
That would be called William.
Oh,
oh
man. Hold on.
No, ma'am.
That came real fast.
Send him the link. Oh,
that's
my God.
Mid, bro. That right there would be mid.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have to put his picture right down the dictionary. Mid.
Damn.
It's awful, bro. It's awful.
It's halfway there. I mean, and that's that's a little bit far, too. I wouldn't even say mid for that one.
Yeah. You know what? Me pasé de verga. I'm not going to lie.
No, hombre. Cálmate. No.
I gave him too much credit, guys. She said he's not even mid.
Hey, Puerto Rican princess, what were you going to do if I got out of line? We're going to say.
I'm sorry?
Remember I was telling you earlier, if I get out of line, you got to cut me off. You got to do something. You were like, chick, 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 chick.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot. I'm half a margarita in.
Chick, 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 chick. You got to come up with something for AC.
Chick, 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 shut up.
Oh, my goodness.
It happens after a few drinks. But, hey, we have to, like, codes nowadays.
You know what? And also, we make no apologies. We're unapologetic. And we must.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, I've always learned that shit happens. You wipe your ass and you move on. So.
Damn right. That's right. And if you can't, you stay stuck there.
You stay shitty on.
I'm
hard to say.
Yeah, and then you become toxic over some shit. And you get all fucked up about it and it's fucked up. But I'm like, let's try another one. Let's check out another one. So if you're focused, another way to stay focused is lock in. Lock in. He was locked in. He was locked in. Locked in. Wouldn't it be locked in? Or shouldn't it be locked in? Or are we doing a hair did type thing?
No, it's my nails done. Hold on. Stop.
I'm going to get my nails did.
No, my nails done.
That
was locked
in.
Hold on, we have to go with the cha-cha-cha-cha. No, hold on. My eyelash done.
Oh, hell. You can lock in on an assignment, it says, cleaning your apartment or even a video game. Lock in. Hey, one more for the road, okay? One more for the road. Let's see if you guys can figure this one out. Let him cook. Oh, you got to let him cook, man. You got to let him cook. Let him cook. Let him cook. What does that mean, AC? Let him cook.
Let's see if I could use
let
that in a sense.
Let him cook.
All right.
You got to let him cook, man. Oh, you got to let him cook.
Let him
like
cook,
when he's
like.
Doing, yeah, like when he's doing his thing, you know? You got to let him do his
what
thing.
What is this? AC.
Damn. Is that a new one now, too?
Hey, you get,
hey,
you
got
get,
it.
You're getting old on me, dinosaur.
I'm really old school, I guess. Oh, my.
AC.
You're not a smart motherfucker.
Let him cook. I give it to him.
Hey, do you guys know what the word of the day is?
What's the word of the day today?
Yeah, it's cologne.
Cologne.
Yeah, you think you cologne me a dollar?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, hold up. Wait a minute.
You think
you know what? I learned that I can't loan money that I don't have or I can't afford to lose. So if I can't lose a dollar, I can't loan you a dollar.
Hey, man. Let me holler for a dollar, man.
Hell, you can holler somewhere else.
Damn. Just like that. Times
is tough. It's rough out here.
Oh,
you know,
man.
this $3 and something for gas a gallon, you know, I have to drive back and forth to work. Like, that's getting somewhere.
Hey, Frank.
I mean,
it's rough out here. That's another one.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you said it's rough. Out here.
It's rough.
You ever heard that?
Is that another slang one?
Is it?
Yeah, out here, bro. Look it up.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Oh, please. Will you stop?
You said, is it?
Damn.
Oh, shit. Hey, I tell you what, man. Is it time for another break or should we move along?
Well,
oh,
if your break entails, you know, two more, three more drinks, I don't know how well you're going to hold up, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I got to stop drinking these IPAs. It's this freaking IPA shit, man. Hey, I had every intention.
What is that?
That's Indian Pale Ale is what it stands for. And it could be slang. But it stands for India Pale Ale. And this beer, it's much different. It's stronger than regular beer. And it's got a way different taste than regular beer. And if you can find one that you like, God bless you. And so God has blessed me by finding not just one, but two that I like. And they're both made right here in Houston, Texas, baby. And I'm talking about Carbox Hopadillo Juicy and Carbox Hopadillo Hazy. And these are both IPA beers that you can find at your local grocery store, Kroger. I'm talking about Kroger, Fiesta, 99 Ranch, H-E-B, hasta la pinche chibia la verga. And anyway, wherever the fuck you want, you can even pull up in front of Randall's and send your mommy in to go pick up a freaking pack of Hopadillo Hazy and Hopadillo Juicy. Get yours today. Hey, I'm trying to get sponsored here by Hopadillo.
Hey, it's worth a try.
I mean, shit. I mean, if I can get free beer, imagine. I think you guys would switch over to beer. Fuck it.
I mean, it's going to be a tough one.
It'd be crazy shit incorporated 2.0, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
don't get it with it.
Soon get some respect.
What was that?
Soon get some respect.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. Hey, guys.
Shit's about
let's
to go
move
down.
On.
What's up? All right, let's go.
Let's check out the, this is supposed to be a political pop culture show. And it's totally off the freaking rails. Totally off the rails. But I like it like that. I like it. I like it just like that. We got the audience right where we want. They don't know what the fuck we're doing next. Hell, we don't need to know what the hell we're doing next. But I'll tell you what. We do have a list of shit that we got to get to. And let's move along.
We keep getting detours.
Major retailers, guys, have been closing. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but they have, all right? You guys remember a chain called Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, that one's shutting down, I think, nationwide. And you know what's another one that I heard of and which I was surprised? 99 Cent, too. That one's closing down, too.
Yes. 90-something stores they have. Now, that's not a big-ass amount, right? Don't give me – it is a big amount. It is a big amount, but not compared to, like, what, Bed Bath & Beyond had. They had a shitload of stores everywhere.
But, and I mean, overpriced and with the economy is going, no one's buying. So we will see a lot of these stores literally going bankrupt because who's out there shopping?
And that's what they're doing. They're going bankrupt. Tuesday morning, over 700 locations in the U.S. This is in 2023, okay? Eventually, they close all their stores. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Z Gallery. This is fine home furnishings and shit. I went into a store one time, a Z Gallery store, because I used to live in Dallas, close to the Galleria Mall and the late Valley View Mall, where I used to be a manager at a cigar shop in Valley View Mall. We had the best cigar shop in all of Dallas in that store. It was freaking badass. A big store with couches and shit, go in there and smoke a cigar. It's at the fucking mall, no less. The mall. Eventually, malls went dead.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of new things being closed down. A
bunch of malls have gone downhill, and they're dead. Well, Valley View Mall in Dallas got leveled. They tore it the fuck down. Now, and the Galleria was only not even a quarter mile away was the Galleria Mall, which I worked there too. But I digress. Anyway, Z Gallery is in that same area, right? Kind of like the Westheimer area is what this area was. Kind of like the Westheimer Post Oak area where you have the Galleria and that whole area, right? And that's where Z Gallery furniture was at. And I walked in there one time just out of curiosity and shit. They had a freaking ottoman. All right? This is a piece of small furniture, an ottoman. It goes in front of a couch or a chair, something that you could sit back on that couch or chair and put your feet up on, an ottoman, O-T-T-O-M-A-N, right? It's fucking $2,600 for this fucking ottoman.
Just for that little thing?
I saw that. Just for that little, I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here immediately.
Oh, my goodness. You know what's so crazy? Not too long ago, I was watching this video of this person basically saying that his wife wanted this piece of furniture. Basically, by the time he bought it at the store, it would have cost him about $5,000. Mind you, what it was about an 8 feet long table, mind you, wood, old kind of styled wood, for like $5,000. He's like, how much is it going to cost me if I do this myself? Once he did the breakdown of how much it cost him, it literally cost him not even $500 for a piece of furniture that he almost paid $5,000 for. That's ridiculous. Like, yeah, mind you, you have your time put into this, but it's something that you're building yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And so Z Furniture is, they only had, they had under 100 locations throughout the U.S., but still, they're gone. Recently, Boston Market also they had a shitload of locations all across the U.S. They got like less than 30 stores now. You guys even remember Boston Market?
What the hell?
the fuck is that? Who is that? I don't know who the corporate is. You gotta turn that shit off, bro.
AC.
Something's going on, man. I know who the corporate is now. I can point the finger. AC. Are you getting a haircut right now, AC?
Can you guys hear me?
Always doing something.
I'm sorry, guys. I came to pick up tacos, man. I haven't ate all day.
Oh,
man,
shit.
You lying. He hasn't eaten all day.
Oh, come on. What about them tacos you had for lunch?
Brother.
That's
those
what I'm
don't
saying.
Up,
some fajita tacos he had for lunch.
If I didn't pay for them, they don't count, man. Damn it, man.
Negro,
yeah.
That's all you had to say. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, all the stores are closing down. All right? Freaking Boston Market used to have a shitload of stores, man, and they're gone. They're freaking gone. Bed Bath & Beyond had 866 stores gone. Tuesday Morning, 463 stores gone. Rite Aid, which is a chain that we do not have here in Texas, but it's other places in the country, and they're equivalent to like CVS and Walgreens. Rite Aid, 335 stores gone. CVS closed 300 stores gone. 7-Eleven, 184. Walgreens, 172. This is all an 80% increase from 2022, guys.
That's a lot of numbers.
And dare I say that this is all on Joe Biden. Would anybody disagree on that?
I don't think that I could disagree with you, man.
Man, I completely agree with you because, I mean, it has changed. Economy has changed in the past few years since the Biden administration.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago when Trump was still in office?
I mean, we're talking gas $3.05 now. And that's, I'm talking Houston, Katy area. Imagine like downtown or even other cities. Like, can you imagine how much they're actually paying?
Oh, yeah. Inside the loop, inside the 610 loop, gas is like $3.79, $3.89. Inside the loop.
I haven't paid attention to that in a while, man, but
of course.
We're talking to the ACEV. Hold on.
Mr. ACEV.
It's just,
Mr.
man, it's so funny to me when people talk about gas prices. It's like, man, I can't relate, you know?
Damn it.
Okay, but mind you, going back to gas and EV, that is what the Biden administration wants. He wants everybody to go EV. So
but
here soon, everybody's going to be
EV. He's on board with this, whatever her name is, that little young girl that you, from Norway or wherever the hell she's from, was out there campaigning. She was like 11. Now she's like 18 or 19. Greta Thunberg.
But is it true
she's
that they're not giving the tax credits for Teslas? And Biden is not allowing tax credits for Teslas? If I heard correctly.
Well, you know, listen to me. Listen to me on this, AC. And you listen to me on this, all right? Here's the thing, man. Everything that is going on now, what you can do is you can go into the history of Europe, all right? And they've already been through it. They've been through it probably 5-10 years before us. Everything that happens over there eventually happens here. Everything is coming to the West. All right, all of the shit is coming to the West. We are the West. We're the Westerners, okay? And everything is coming over here. All of the shit is coming over here. everything is just, we are bombarded right now with shit. All right? The freaking border is wide open. All right? But not just that. Like, I'm talking about this whole thing with the electric cars. They've already had this shit over there in Europe. All right? The electric car thing, like this movement of energy, this whole energy movement where, you know, you have to be so and so much green. Your business has to have a footprint, a carbon print or some shit they call it. It can only be so much. So they want the United States. And the United States is the only country that gives a shit. China's painting their fucking mountains green. You can look into this shit, and you'll find videos. They're spray painting mountainsides that are dried up and shit. They're spray painting them green so they can fool the fucking world who can only see it by satellite. All right? They get away with all this shit. China, India, they don't give a fuck about the planet. But here in the United States, we're all fucking a bunch of puppets. And it starts with the fucking school system. All right? Because the people at the schools, all these schools and colleges and shit, they're run by all these professors, and they're all freaking liberal leftists. All right? And this whole liberal leftist agenda is what's fucking us up here in the U.S. And these people, a lot of these people, they're well-educated, and that's where it's fucked up. They don't go out there and get their experience. Like, for example, I'm seeing you guys. I see you guys. I see where you guys are getting your experience. You guys are getting your experience firsthand experience, not through a school. You guys have not gone out and got a degree. Because if you would have, you would be fucked right now. You would be fucked right now. People out there going out there and getting degrees right now are making like $36,000 a year.
You spend all this money going to school to make little to nothing.
Exactly. And then you
but
have
this is
to
where,
get what?
This is where the school,
you
like you were saying,
up,
the school system, instead of teaching them to go to trade school, they're pushing these kids
they're
to go to college to be in debt. Yeah. It's like they're making all these kids believe that they all could go to college, and not everybody's made for college. Like, some kids actually need to go to trade school because we do need those plumbers. We do need those electricians and stuff like that. But,
we
like, not everybody's
mechanics.
Meant to be a lawyer and a doctor.
We do need those bodymen. We do need those, construction workers.
And everything, construction, everything.
You know what I've never understood? Why someone goes to school to learn business from someone that does not own a business.
That's completely true, too.
And those
exactly.
guys, you're talking about, what, $60,000, $70,000 a year on school for X amount of years, man, plus interest.
Yep.
Nah, man.
Books, everything, supplies.
Yeah.
If you have to stay on campus. I mean, it's a lot to go to college.
It's crazy. It's crazy. The whole thing is freaking nuts. They're going to college. People go to college and they get indoctrinated. Look up that word. Indoctrinated.
Indoctrinated.
And they get indoctrinated by people who are training them to be freaking leftists. Because that's what those professors, the majority of these college professors are left-wing idiots.
So basically what
and
that
they're
means
they're teaching
is
the
Austin.
Children that go to college all this leftist shit. And that's why the country's so fucked up.
Really?
If you would have known me 20 years ago, hell, 23 years ago even. Wait a minute. What are we, 24? All right. Yeah, 23, 24 years ago, you would have heard me saying this country is going to hell in a handbasket because I've been saying it that fucking long. And guess what? We're here now. We are in that, we're in fucking hell in a fucking handbasket that is highly flammable. And guess what? World War III is already here. It's already here. All these fucking cyber attacks and all that shit, this is part of World War III. Look,
it's just
recently,
a different kind of war.
They revealed that AT&T, millions of customers from AT&T, previous customers and current customers, their information is on the dark web. We're talking about socials. We're talking about all that. How convenient that all of a sudden AT&T, one of America's largest corporations, one of the founding corporations of this country, actually, is now supplying information from their customers on the dark web. Think about what I just said. Think about that shit.
Yeah, Negro, that's all you had to say.
It hits fucking hard when you think about it. But if you don't think about it, you're totally unaware. And they're not going to show it to you on the news. Hell no, they don't want you to
see
that.
They hide it.
They
hide it.
They're part of the shit. The news is part of the fucking... The problem that we have right now, the news is totally left. If you're getting your information from the 10 o'clock news, from the 5 o'clock news, from the 5:30 world news tonight, you're fucked.
This is madness.
You're completely fucked. You got to go out there and search for the news and listen to what one side is saying and listen to what the other side is saying. And then you decide. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Everyone who's listened to this show before, and this is our, I'm not sure if it's our third or fourth season because, I don't keep up with that shit, but I've been doing this for a while. All right? And everybody who's listened to this show, they know my political leanings. They know that I lean to the right. I've tried the left. Oh, I like Bill Clinton. He was sleeping with that young honey. Miss Monica Lewinsky. Oh, he was my hero. He also got the, he also had the balance of the budget. The budget. He got us into the black. All right? He was able to somehow balance the budget into the black. Take it from the red to the fucking black. Do you guys know what that means?
No.
When it's red, you're in debt. You're not in debt. All right? So Bill Clinton did. He will be known forever as the president who took us into the black from the red. Right? But he'll also be known forever for, them cunt stains on Monica Lewinsky's dress.
Show Dick some respect.
Do you guys know about that? You guys remember about that? Were you too young for that? President Bill Clinton was, he was fucking one of his interns, Monica Lewinsky. And he was my hero. He was my hero, but looking back on it, and then the whole thing with Bill Clinton, man, and, he was on that Jeffrey Epstein Island and all that stuff. He became a bit much, man. But, I didn't know that back then. I was just like, hell yeah, good for Clinton. Good for Clinton. I didn't know about politics back then. Hell, I didn't find out about politics until... what was that? 9/11. That's what turned me on to politics. 9/11, and we'll talk
about
it.
That's what I'm saying. That they're making 18-year-olds vote when I don't think an 18-year-old is in the right state of mind to know what politics really means. I mean, the age that I am, and I'm just recently getting into politics, so I don't think either young to
yeah.
vote.
And these people are all in college. They're all in college, PRP, Puerto Rican princes. Or, you know what? I'll tell you what. Why don't we reveal it now? Principesa? Principesa and Principe? AC, Principe?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry.
Principe? Are you getting a haircut right now, Principe?
Nah, man. I'm digging into those tacos that I told you guys about.
Oh, that is true.
Let's hear you.
Yeah,
I tell you what. No. We cannot let this go by. We got to stop what we're doing right now. We got to kill the madness. We got to kill the madness, and we got to get a review. How are these tacos, Macy?
Where did you get these tacos?
I got them from the taco stand name, El Trompo de Jalisco, right there on Veterans Memorial and West Road.
Damn.
I give them a solid 9.5 out of 10, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Doing?
That's pretty good.
Hey, that's really good.
But I mean, that's a drive. It's crazy how you could drive an hour and still be in Houston.
Yeah. Well, actually, West Road for me is really close. And Veterans.
I mean, depending on where you're at.
Yeah,
I'm West Side, so it's hard for me to get all the way on that side of town.
I mean, if you got to go to Pearland for a hot dog.
Hold on. Hey, it happens.
I suggest,
sometimes you have to drive that far.
I suggest you look for a hot dog in Katy.
Who did that?
Who drives that far for a hot dog?
That was you, Chuck?
That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know. I mean, it just, once again, it just depends on what side of Houston you're at.
Who the hell drove an hour for a hot dog? I need to know.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I'll drive an hour for it. That's
what I'm saying. It happens. Sometimes it just happens.
Oh, shit.
It's just a moment. You know what's so crazy?
Hey.
I heard one time that a person drove, and what was it, 5 hours. For a hot dog.
Jesus.
Oh, really? Really?
Would you drive that far? I mean, how far would you drive for something like that? I mean, just in general, even for you to eat, whatever it is that you want to eat, how far would you drive to eat something?
If it ain't within 10 minutes or 15 minutes from my reach, I'm not going. Also,
yeah, I don't think I'm going either, man. It's gotta be close, man. Like, I still can't find a place here in Houston that will serve me up some badass breakfast tacos the way I like. Still can't find that place.
Texas tacos?
But I go to Shitville in South Texas. I'm sorry, Beeville in South Texas, and I can find that shit every other fucking place. Every other fucking thing. But that's just the way it is. Guys, we have 55 seconds left on the show, but we are going to continue, though. We're not going to stop right now. We're going to take a
beginning
break. Yeah, it is. We're going to take a little break right now. If you're listening to us on the air, unfortunately, we're done for you for right now. But what you can do, if you can go back and listen to the show after we finish, and then you'll be able to listen to the whole show. So, yeah, do that. Check it out. We are the Full Tail Boogie. We are right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. We appreciate you joining us tonight. We expect to see you. We didn't even talk about that. Hopefully next week, maybe in 2 weeks, maybe next month. thank you so much for joining us right here on the Full Tilt Boogie of the World Generation Podcast Network. See ya.
Till next time.
Constantly on edge? Do you suffer from chronic headache, hangnail, irritability, or meat sweats? Are people constantly telling you to chill the f*** out? You may be suffering from a rare but common disease known as non-chillitis. And Weedinol can help. Weedinol is an all-natural, organic, fair trade, vegan, kosher prescription drug that can help reduce symptoms of non-chillitis. Weedinol is not for everyone. If you are a paranoid schizophrenic, you should not take Weedinol. If you are a police officer, DEA, or FBI agent, you should stop incarcerating people for possession of Weedinol. Weedinol is not legal in every state, although it should be. Oh, man. Side effects include laughing at geese, dry mouth, increased appetite, munchies, cheeseburgers, ice cream sundaes, donuts, corn on the cob, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, ice cream sandwiches, bananas, cereal, fresh fruit, macaroni and cheese, pizza, pepperoni pizza, video games, TV shows, scrolling through Facebook for hours, silly thoughts, extreme appreciation for music, extreme appreciation for nature, strolling through the park, smiling, laughing, taking it easy, frolicking through a meadow, sitting on the couch, drawing, painting, playing guitar. If your meat sweats last longer than 4 hours, call your physician immediately. Ask your doctor if Weedinol is right for you.
You've seen him on television. You've loved him for years. Now you can own his incredible collection, Mr. Ed's Top 40. You can hear the Huggable Horse sing John Denver.
Oh, thank God I'm a country boy, Wilbur.
Chicago.
25 or 6 to 4, Wilbur.
Act now. Include Mr. Ed Goes Country.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Wilbur.
That's 1-800-555-MR-ED today.
Guys, you're on your way home from the wild party that just ended a half hour ago. Or perhaps you're on your way to work like me. Either way, a commercial comes on your radio telling you they can make your hair grow back. Well, listen up, guys. It's a bunch of BS. Period. Your hair is not growing back. Don't be that guy who spends his hard-earned money on a bunch of phony baloney and a bottle of snake oil. Or worse yet, don't be that guy that people go around whispering about behind your back every time you turn around, because it will happen. Trust me on this. I've seen it firsthand, but I digress. Instead, be the guy who is more accepting of who he is. You can even shave your head completely and get an earring or two, anything. But don't become a mockery of yourself. Don't do it, guys.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the World Generation Podcast Network.
The street, and what do I see? The woman of my dreams staring back at me from a billboard. 30-minute meals. Big old ass and some itty bitty titties. Wanna bump and grind and fuck that nitty gritty. Give new meaning to Sex and the City. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Every day I see her on the TV screen. Cooking up some food I be thinking quite obscene. Bend that fat ass over that oven. Come on Rachel, get ready for my loving. I wanna fuck me Rachel Ray. I think about her every day. See, I told you that I wasn't gay. I wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Big old ass and some itty bitty titties. Let's have sex and sing a little ditty. Chop those onions and make that bread. Fuck me till I'm dead. I wanna fuck me Rachel Ray. I think about her every day. Fuck that bitch in every way. I wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Toss my salad, let me stir your soup. I got a big ladle and it's wooden too. Eat a Rachel taco and I'll drink your juice. Just like I did to Aunt Jemima. Already fucked Aunt Jemima. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Wanna fuck Rachel Ray. Wanna suck.
Hi, my name is Dave and I'm one of the creators of Chucky Pacific Productions. If you're one of the millions of others who are sitting on your ass and in desperate need of entertainment, Chucky Pacific Productions is here for you. Check out one of our podcasts, such as our highbrow stoner pop culture podcast, The Mile High Podcast. Or for you sci-fi nerds out there, we have the Race to Space Read-Along Podcast. All podcasts can be found on Spotify, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. For you streamers out there, we have the Nerd Corner on Twitch. And for those of you who need relationship advice, check out James and Melody on our Facebook Live series, Surviving the Quarantine. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Come check out Chucky Pacific Productions.
World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Back to the World Generation Podcast Network. This is the Full Tilt Boogie Show. We are on the last leg. And let's see, who is with me now? I don't know who's with me because, who's with me? Speak up. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's AC. AC, the lone survivor. Because I did not see... We apparently we've lost the PRP, the Puerto Rican princess.
Oh yeah,
she is currently not on. I did give her the number though. If she wants to call back in, perhaps I should call her. What do you think, Ace?
We can give her a shot.
Let me see if I can set this up.
All right.
Let's check out the switchboard here. Oh my goodness! So no, I don't know. She's gone. So let's see here, because we do have the technology. We have technology in our hands. So perhaps we can let her know. Yeah, let's see here. I'm text her the number. Maybe she'll call back in. It's 515-605, right, 9753.
All right.
If any of you guys want to call in, if anybody is indeed listening, who the hell knows? I mean, bro, they could be in freaking Nagasaki, Japan, listening to us, making fun of us.
Absolutely.
Don't freaking know. listen to these assholes thinking they're funny. We don't know. We just don't know. But you know what? We will know next week. Next week we'll have a little map of where we've been, and I can totally display it on, you know, on the show. On the if you go to the show on the internet, you can find us on blogtalkradio.com/ World Generation Podcast/ Full Tilt Boogie Show. World Generation Podcast Network Full Tilt Boogie Show. You can find us. Just Google World Generation Podcast Network. But I digress.
Okay.
I'm trying to get her to call us back and see what develops there. She's got something to say. But I don't hear her. I don't see her on here.
I'd be surprised if she was still awake at this time, man.
Did you finish off some tacos, bro?
I finished them, man. I devoured those things.
9.5 out of 10. Those are some impressive tacos.
A solid 9.5. Not just a 9.5. It was a solid, man.
Yeah. Getting back to the slang, I just said, that wasn't meant in a good way. That was a good And that's how I wrote.
That's
people don't see that as a good.
Because they've never had an moment, you know?
That's what it is. They've just never experienced an moment. And then imagine the surprise when I'm giving it to them.
A big one, man. It's a big one.
But I digress. We are waiting on the call of the Puerto Rican princess.
We're waiting on the Supreme Court.
It's just me and you. Well, it's just me and you, Ace. Could she possibly be done with the kingdom for the night?
What was that?
Could she possibly be done with us for the night? I mean, she sounded like she wanted to go for it.
That might be the case. Got a response. I'm in the RR. She's in the double R, man. You know, that actually explains a lot.
Yeah. I mean, she could keep us on and you know, have us on mute.
She could have. Right, but
we could be muting. We could be muting this.
You know, princess.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Princesses, not only princesses, but overly dramatic princesses. Overly dramatic princesses. And by the way, we are in the archives of the Full Tilt Boogie Show each and every week. You can go back and listen to over 300 episodes of madness on the World Generation Podcast Network, and several of those will be Full Tilt Boogie Show. Tonight, we have debuted a new cast, a new bunch of unusual suspects. AC, have you ever watched a movie called The Usual Suspects?
The Usual what?
The Usual Suspects.
I have not, man, but I'm going to have to put it on my to-do list.
Indeed you do. Kaiser Soze, baby. You're going to love it, man. Kaiser fucking Soze. watch that movie, and then we'll talk about the movie next week, and
okay.
we'll talk about other things involving the cat, and we'll see how that develops next week right here on the World Generation, right here on the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll do that next week. We already got that penciled in.
Absolutely, man. Same time, same channel, right?
Yeah, we got it penciled in, bro. We got it penciled in. Let's move along, bro. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we got left. We still got a shitload of stuff. I mean, we talked about P. Diddy and, you know, his sex trafficking and sex abuse and rape lawsuits that he's got going on.
Right.
We have not talked about O.J. Simpson, though.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Do you even know who O.J. Simpson is? And by the way, don't feel bad if you don't. It's okay if you don't. I just want to know, do you even know who O.J. Simpson is?
The football player.
Yeah, he was a football player. Yes, indeed, he was. He was also charged with murdering his wife,
okay.
Nicole Brown Sisson, and her quote-unquote boyfriend. Yeah, well, you know, they were separated at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was at a restaurant eating dinner, and she had a, you know, she was having a relationship with the waiter that worked with her. And
okay.
Later on that night, they both ended up getting murdered.
Jesus.
And that's how that went down, and it was ugly. And you know what? It changed a lot, right? Like, a lot of things happened. All right? Like, for example, trials in the U.S. were never the same after that. Because if you had a better fucking lawyer than the prosecutors, guess what? You're getting out. You're getting off. You're getting off of the murder charges as long as you have a better
lawyer. Right.
What does that mean? It comes down to money. Money always wins. It's all about the fucking money.
I agree.
If you can produce a better lawyer than the trial that you're having or whatever fucking, you know, sleepy town, you're going to win. You're going to win. You're going to be set free. Like it never happened. And that's what happened with O.J. He had what they called the dream team. He had the dream team. And this was a bunch of attorneys that he paid a lot of money to. And they got him out of it. They ended up getting him out of it. So she tried calling, she's saying, but she couldn't get on. I'm going to try to call her. If that's possible. I don't know how the hell I can do this.
The Dream Team lawyers, huh?
Yeah, it was Johnny Cochran who ended up dying of cancer a while back, and a bunch of others, right? Including Kardashian.
Huh.
Robert Kardashian, bro, who was a great friend. You know what? Nobody can ever take that away from Robert Kardashian. He was a great fucking friend to his friend, O.J. Simpson, who practically, I mean, you know, the evidence is there, bro. There's plenty of evidence that he killed his wife and her lover. Plenty of evidence. But yet he was acquitted because, you know, they had him put on the glove that they found. And this was a fucking big guy. He was a well-known football player. He was a big guy. He had a big stature to him. All right? Bigger than anyone that fucking crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than anyone. A big motherfucker. And it was big fucking hands. And they found the freaking glove, right? And they had him try on that glove. They had him try on that glove in front of that jury. And then his lawyer, Johnny Cochran, he made his hand, O.J. Simpson made his hand all stiff. And the glove, like, it was having trouble getting on his hand. And so then he used that and other flaws in the case that, you know, the prosecutors had. And he tied it all up together by saying, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. And guess what? He got away with murder, O.J. Simpson.
And that he did, huh?
Because if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Hey, so Joe, do you think that we can still have the... You think we could still add the princess?
The what?
The princess looks like she wants to get on the show, but says...
She does. I'm trying to get her on right now, and I'm trying. I don't know. Like, oh, you know why? I can't get her back on because the show has ended already. Yeah, we're already over the, I cut the show up for 90 minutes, and we're over the 90-minute mark, so there's no way she can get back on. Yeah, it's over. It's over for her. It's
so
over.
We're not broadcasting live anymore, right?
No, we're not. The only way they can go back and they can listen now is in the archive, like after, you know, after the show is over and it's put up on the website, then they can go back and listen to the show and it will be in its entirety, the whole thing. Yeah, but for now, I'm afraid it's over.
That it is.
Indeed it is. So I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead and close this shit out for tonight? And I know we didn't get to all of the topics. Hell, we didn't even get to Joe Biden. We didn't get to the death chance. Death chance, even. To America. And Detroit.
So we got a few
to America. Detroit. What the fuck? People are saying death to America in Detroit. We didn't get to that. But we will next week. And we'll talk about Joe Biden. And we'll move along. And the show is going to pick up. And it's going to be even better next week than it was this week. Tell them about it, AC. Tell them why.
Hello?
Give them one reason, AC, why it's going to be better next week than this week.
Well, we're just getting started, you know.
That's right. So, that's right.
The more you do,
the madness is just beginning.
This is madness.
Yeah. We're going to take this shit and we're going to ride it out. We're going to fucking ride it out, man. And it's going to be madness. It's going to be holiness. It's going to be greatness. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I am Internet Radio Zone, and for Puerto Rican Princess, for AC, and for the coach who is out there still at the bar, hanging out, having a great time. We shall see you next week, right here on the Full Tilt Pre-Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. See you next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.